Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January 7th. You'll be interested to know, 241 years ago, today in 1785, a daring French aeronaut named Jean-Pierre Blanchard and his English companion, Dr. John Jeffreys, crossed the English Channel in a hydrogen balloon, making the first aerial passage between France and England. Their successful crossing demonstrated the practical promise of balloon flight for international travel and scientific observation, inspiring further aeronautical innovation across Europe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 3+ feet. Conditions will shift to fair by mid-morning, then choppy as the wind picks up through the afternoon. Expect onshore winds around 8 to 9 miles per hour later in the day. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3 feet at 11 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 5 feet at 11:15 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 6:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday features clean conditions with waves reaching 4 to 6 feet, but winds pick up, leading to choppy surf in the afternoon. Friday maintains similar size at 3 to 5 feet with clean conditions throughout the day, providing an excellent opportunity for surfers. Saturday sees a slight drop to 2 to 4 feet, with choppy conditions developing by afternoon, making it less favorable for riding. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 59 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:58, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:55. It looks like we're in for a chance of rain showers before 4 p.m., but it should be mostly sunny with a high near 63 and a light north wind today. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 53 and a gentle west wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 62 and west winds up to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. Friday through Sunday stay sunny with highs rising from near 65 on Friday to about 71 on Sunday and nights, mainly in the mid to upper 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is facing a projected budget shortfall of $110 million for the next fiscal year, adding to this year's deficit of $300 million. The City Council plans to discuss potential budget cuts this week, with options including reduced library hours, park and recreation center services, layoffs, and more paid parking. Residents are being urged to contact the City Council to oppose paid parking at beaches in Mission Bay, as some members see it as a revenue source. This budget battle coincides with a possible sales tax increase proposal that voters previously rejected. Now on to sports. The Ravens made a significant move and have fired John Harbaugh after 18 seasons in Baltimore. This vacancy is highly coveted as it offers the opportunity to work with a top-5 quarterback. Harbaugh, the fourth winning guest active head coach, has sparked interest, with reports of his agent receiving 7 calls. The Ravens' job is considered the most desirable since the openings at the Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay Packers. Expect a seismic shift in coaching dynamics as organizations reassess their strategies in light of this development. The coaching carousel has truly begun. In local sports, the San Diego Rodeo has become a major draw, but opposition to it remains strong. Tens of thousands of attendees are expected to head downtown this month for the third San Diego Rodeo at Petco Park. While the event sold out with 45,000 attendees 2 years ago, concerns about animal welfare continue to grow. Animal rights activists are intensifying their efforts, pressuring sponsors like Monster Energy and Diageo to withdraw support. Despite the controversy, the rodeo has generated significant economic benefits, surpassing projections and driving hotel bookings. The event's future remains uncertain as advocates push for change and community awareness. In top news, the Department of Homeland Security announced Tuesday that it has launched what it describes as the largest immigration enforcement operation ever in Minnesota. Approximately 2,000 federal agents and officers are expected in the Minneapolis area to address allegations of fraud involving Somali residents. The operation includes agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and focuses on identifying suspected fraud. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz criticized the enforcement surge as a war that's being waged against Minnesota. Immigrant rights groups reported increased sightings of federal agents. In business news, Lego has announced the Smart Brick, their most significant evolution in 50 years. On March 1st, 2026, the Lego Group will sell a tiny computer that fits inside a Classic 2 by 4 Lego brick. This innovative brick detects nearby smart tags and other smart bricks, bringing Lego sets to life with effects like humming lightsabers and roaring engines. These new bricks, which are wirelessly charged, feature movement sensors and form a Bluetooth mesh network. The first sets will include a $70 Darth Vader's TIE Fighter and a $100 Luke's Red 5 X-Wing. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $93,000. Ethereum is up 1% to about $3,000. And XRP is down 5% to $2.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Japan's streets remain impressively clean, despite the scarcity of public trash cans. Travelers are often surprised to find no bins on the streets, forcing them to carry their waste. Some visitors report this lack of bins as their biggest inconvenience, according to a survey. Historically, trash cans were removed from public spaces due to security concerns. Japan's cultural values of cleanliness and personal responsibility also play a significant role in this practice. To adapt, travelers can carry small bags for their waste and use recycling bins at vending machines. And in entertainment news, Sebastian Stan is considering a move to the DC Universe to star alongside Robert Pattinson in The Batman Part 2. The Romanian-American actor, known for his role as Bucky Barnes in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is reportedly in talks for this role. production is set to begin in the spring of 2026. Scarlett Johansson has also been linked to the sequel, despite her character, Natasha Romanoff, dying in Avengers Endgame. The sequel is planned for release on October 1st, 2027, following the success of the first film, which grossed $772.3 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American aviation pioneer, Amelia Earhart. And she said, "Adventure is worthwhile in itself, for it pushes the boundaries of what we know and inspires us to dream beyond the horizon, daring us to explore the unknown." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.